Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend.
Amen again. Yes, I am excited this morning.
Let it shine, Reverend.
There is a word in the book of Genesis.
Thank you, Jesus.
The 21st chapter and the 6th verse.
Well,
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And Sarah said.
Oh, Sarah.
And Sarah said.
God has made me laugh.
God has made me laugh.
And all you. Who hear.
And all who hear this.
Hello.
Will laugh with me.
Don't laugh with me. And for a few minutes,
sir, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Well.
The king of comedy.
The king of comedy.
Now. The king of comedy.
Come on now. Hit me with it.
Do you know why Sarah is laughing?
Help us, Reverend.
It's because God has done something she thought could not be done.
What's that?
Right now.
She thought she was too old to have a baby.
Wow.
She knew Abraham was too old to make a baby.
She knew that it was over.
She looked at him and said, Lil Wayne, that dog won't hunt.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. Can't bark no more.
That ain't going to do nothing for me. Before you shake your head at Sarah, though, many of us have been there. You wanted, desired, and hoped and wished for something, and it seemed God had forgot about it. And you gave up on it. But the king of comedy was on tour.
Yes, sir.
Right, can I define comedy?
Please do.
It's a play, it's a movie, et cetera, of light and humorous character with a happy or cheerful ending.
All right.
A dramatic work in which the central motif, Yolanda, is the triumph over adverse circumstance, resulting in a successful or happy conclusion.
You preach it, Reverend.
Ask Sarah.
Well,
if the Lord said it, you can count on it.
Yes, you can.
He'll do just what he said.
You preach it, man.
Can I take you back?
Come on.
Do you remember scraping coins from your car console?
Yeah, I still
but
do it.
But now you can pull up to that gas station and say, fill her up.
Fill her up, Reverend.
He'll do just what he said.
Yes, he will. Right.
Do you remember passing by the restaurant?
Yeah.
Just wishing one day you could stop in there and
sit.
Stop in there and wine and dine.
Yes, sir,
Reverend. But now you take your family there on a regular.
Yes, sir, Reverend. Right.
He'll do just what he said.
Yes, he will.
Do you remember when you couldn't find a Job or a Job?
Yeah, either one.
But now you are a supervisor.
You're
the manager.
Be on time.
You do the hiring and the firing.
You're fired.
The king of comedy has provided a successful ending for you.
The king of comedy.
I believe Hall & Oates said it best.
What they say, Reverend?
When I feel cold,
you
warm me.
Uh-huh.
When I feel I can't go on,
you
come and hold me.
I like that, Reverend.
It's you and me
forever.
Now, if Sarah smiled, so can A.V.
Come on, Reverend.
So can Yolanda.
I'm smiling.
So can Marcus.
So can
everybody listening under my voice.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Do it for the king of comedy, Reverend.
I know he's
all right. Make me laugh, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
I'm smiling, Reverend.
Who knew?
The original
king. Take the S off of there.
Yeah.
This the king.
It's the king.
Of comedy.
Of comedy. He's
here. Known for triumphing.
The undisputed champion. The champ is here.
Who would have thought?
Yes, sir.
Who knew?
You preach that, Reverend. Abraham, we say, Abraham, that dog won't hunt.
That dog won't hunt. That was Sarah thought. That dog ain't gonna hunt.
Couldn't roll that boat no more.
I read and I looked down through the Bible. They didn't have none of them blue things.
No. He was gently down the street. He was downhill from there.
He was downhill, Reverend.
But the Lord.
But God.
The king
of comedy.
He get carried away. All right, I'm sorry.
Yes, y'all are.